1-800-291-7200. Adam 12, of course. Of course, Adam 12. For our police. We have two police chiefs in studio right now. Police Chief Steve Cass-Stevens of Bothell Grove and Police Chief Lou Jogman of Highland Park. I just wanted to thank you both for coming down. We're going to be talking about holiday safety tips while shopping, when our listeners go out of town. But I also want to let our listeners know, as well as a safety tip, of the cash station machines that each of you have. A lot of our listeners don't realize that there's an ATM machine in Bothell Grove off of Lake Cook Road behind the Annixter sign. And then there's one in Highland Park off the Lake Cook on-ramp. And for Chief Dunn, because that's where you guys station your cop cars to catch speeders. And then there's one, and Chief Dunn in Wheeling, off of Milwaukee, okay? He's got one off of, it's Milwaukee. If you go an eyelash past that stoplight, okay, and you don't do three Mississippis, not one Mississippi, not two, but three Mississippis, they're going to tag you in Wheeling for a $150 ticket. I just public service announcement to all of our drivers out there. The Annixter sign, I got tagged there, Chief. You guys, before I knew you, I got a $150 speeding ticket. I was going to get my wife flowers, and one of your nice female officers pulled me over and gave me a ticket for driving.
I find that shocking because I've seen you drive.
I know. 312-981-7200, 312-981-7200. But let's get serious here. A lot of crazy stuff's going on, okay? In Northbrook, they're knocking off the Louis Vuitton store twice, not once but twice. Old Orchard, you got a band of knuckleheads running through there just crashing, burning, and taking out purses. If our listeners are in a shopping mall, Chief Jogman and Chief Cass Stevens, and they see something like that go down, what do you recommend that they do?
Well, two things. Don't get directly involved. Do not try to stop any of those guys. Your goal should be to be the best witness possible. If you got your cell phone, this is one of the times I would recommend, yes, take pictures, take video, because that will help us try to track down who's doing this. But do not get in their way. Do not try to stop them. Just be a good witness.
Chief Jogman?
I'd agree with my esteemed colleague. You know, these things happen so fast, and when you watch these videos, people are really caught off guard. So really, it starts before even that. You really, you know, it's the holiday season. We want to enjoy ourselves, but you really, really have to just pay attention, and you have to see kind of what's going on around you. And if people start running into a store, action is much better than inaction. So, you know, recommend if you can get out, get out. That would be wonderful. But as we've seen these videos, it's kind of hard because people are coming in and out of the door. So the next best thing would be just try to put something between you and the group and let them do what they're going to do. And as Chief Guest even said, try to be a good witness and just try to stay out of the way. And that's really what will get you through it.
Let's talk about safety while shopping. With getting credit cards and getting their purses pickpocketed and getting themselves, you know, if they're a man, and getting their pocket back pocket or whatever. What do you recommend for our listeners who are out there that are going to be shopping, that are waiting in lines right now, that might not be paying attention, might put their purse in their cart and go get something off the shelf? What do you guys recommend for that? We'll throw it to you, Chief Stevens, first.
Yeah, that's you just mentioned exactly what bothers me anytime I go shopping, especially in a grocery store. You don't know how many police reports we've taken of purses stolen or wallets stolen out of a purse because women will take their purse, they'll put it in the front basket of a shopping cart, and they'll push it around, and then it takes mere seconds to step away and grab something off a shelf, and somebody who's probably been following you down the aisle waiting for you to do that, walk right past your cart, grab your wallet, and walk away. You don't even know it's happened until you get to the checkout, and then you're like, where's my wallet?
Right.
Zip your purse closed. Use a purse that you can either zip closed or snap closed. Do not walk around with a purse that's open, especially slung over your shoulder, where a good pickpocket can come right up behind you and take something out of your purse. You won't even know what's happened.
312-981-7200. The mean streets of Highland Park, okay? You might not think that they're mean. I know Carm originates there. He was just telling stories as he was growing up.
It was tough.
Throwing acorns at something, and he never got busted.
I think it's supposed to be on the radio.
I think the statute of limitations is at least 40 years, so I think you could take him down and book him. Chief, keeping stuff in your back seat, right? You're going shopping, you put stuff in your back seat, you might not think about it. The smash and runs, even in Highland Park, What do you recommend to our listeners about that?
Yeah, 100%. You want to take away the ability or the incentive for somebody to take your things. And clearly, if they can't see them, they won't know they're there. They can't take them. So sometimes we're in a hurry and we go back to our cars and we put the things in the car and we go back shopping. We're having, again, a nice day. But, taking these extra just couple of seconds, put it in the trunk. Make frequent trips so you're not carrying a whole lot of different things and you're walking around with an armload of your goodies and merchandise. Try to make frequent trips and put it in the trunk. Put it out of sight for sure. And another thing I'd say, and I get into this conversation with my wife, who happens to be an aficionado of purses.
Who's sitting right next to you.
Yes.
Dumb move. You don't make those comments, Chief, on a Friday.
Well, I'm trying to give good advice.
Make those comments on a Monday so you get to recover until Friday.
Or you never make them.
What a rookie move.
So if you can go without the purse, it would be strongly recommended that you carry something, close to your body, inside your coat, in your pocket. I know the purse, it's a fashion statement and they are important, but, if you can avoid carrying a purse and carry all of your credit cards and different things closer to your body, you will put yourself in a better position.
Go ahead, Chief. We got to drop it to traffic.
Very simple message. Our program is called Hide It, Lock It, or Lose It.
Yeah.
That's what you need to know.
I think that's what just happened to Chief Jogman with his wife for the rest of the year. So a lot of our listeners are going to be going out of town. A lot of our listeners are going to be taking vacations and getting out of town, going to wherever they're going. They're going to have a lot of things dropped off. I get my male enhancement products dropped off in big gallons because I like to take in a liquid form. Promo code ChiefCastStevens, you get a 15% break. So what do you guys recommend for our listeners who are going to be taking trips for the first time in a couple of years because COVID, let's face it, COVID shut everything down last year, and they're going to be start taking trips. Well, we'll start with you, Chief Jogman, because we gave Cass Stevens first billing last time, and he stole all your thunder. What would you...
Always does.
He always does.
Yeah.
I don't know what's in that coffee he's drinking. He's like, yeah,
it's not coffee.
Stopping at Starbucks, yeah. Right. So, what do you recommend for our listeners that are going to be taking trips?
Just a couple of quick things. So, the burglar beacon, everybody leaves there, or people choose to leave lights on, which makes a lot of sense. But when you leave that exterior light on 24 hours a day, it does signal to folks that maybe you're not home. So probably not a good idea to leave the burglar beacon on. And then we did a program years ago where we had some convicted burglars who came out and did a presentation, and they talked to us about what they looked for in a home and why they would target a home. And one of the things I took away from that, first of all, they're not afraid of dogs, believe it or not. The professionals really just don't care. But what they do look for is if your windows are open and they can see inside, they can kind of get an idea of what they want to take. So, certainly keep the blinds drawn. And if you're going to be gone, that probably makes sense. Even when you're home, keep those blinds drawn so people can't see all the goodies you have inside your house, because that's what they're doing. They're walking down the street and taking peeks.
Chief Cass Stevens?
I know we live in a society now where nobody knows your neighbors, but you really should get to know your neighbors. Because when I leave for not even a vacation, if I'm gone for an extended weekend, neighbors coming by, they're grabbing the mail, they're checking around the backyard, they're checking my house. I leave lights on timers. You can put a television on timer so there's some noise. But get to know your neighbor and have your neighbor check on your house, because they're going to know if there are suspicious vehicles in the area because they live there. They see the cars every day from the people who do live there, and they know when somebody doesn't belong there.
Here's a great tip, 630. After loading packages into your car, move the car and repark it before you go back in and continue shopping. That way, no one sees you walk away from a car you just purchased. Say that 10 times quick. That you put the items that you purchased in the trunk. There you go.
That's a great idea. And
solid
again,
tip.
You speak for a living. God bless.
And you might even get a better, closer parking spot.
I got another one. We haven't had snow yet. Mm-hmm. Our listeners leave, right? There's no snow on the ground right now. When they're gone, we could get 1 inch. We could get 12 inches. It's Chicago. Who knows, right?
Yep.
What are your thoughts about that, Chief Jogman?
About snow in general?
Yeah, about snow in general. What's your feeling? about cold weather? I know you have a lot of issues. Let's start with cold weather. No, snow.
Certainly can be an indicator if somebody's home or not home, right? So,
right.
Yeah, you definitely want to have either a family member or, as Chief Guest Stevenson said, maybe a neighbor come by. And, a lot of police departments will offer vacation home checks. So you can check with your local police department and get on a list where the officers will walk through your yard and take a look, and they then would leave footprints for you. you.
Sure.
So you can definitely check with your local police department, see if you offer that. We do.
I got one quick thing. What is going on with catalytic converters being stolen in Buffalo Grove? For the love of God, what
it's
is going on
It's not just
up there?
Buffalo Grove, David. It is everywhere. That's the latest fad on theft. And what's interesting is, and I've seen some videos from a lot of other communities, from Ring doorbell videos from across the street. It amazes me that at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, a team of two or three guys will come up, jack up a car in somebody's driveway, get this incredibly loud Sawzall, cut off your catalytic converter, and you don't hear it? You don't wake up? It's amazing to me. Those things are really loud. But these teams are good. They're in and out in less than 5 minutes. Catalytic converters are very valuable. If you ever go to replace one, you know, because it's going to cost you over $1,000.
It's the metal inside the catalytic converter.
Yes, it is. There's three precious metals inside a catalytic converter. The most precious is rhodium. Rhodium right now is between $10,000 and $15,000 an ounce.
Wow. So it pays to be a thief and steal.
Apparently, but...
Until you get caught.
You really... your typical thief has no capability to extract those precious metals. They have to take it to a licensed recycler,
right?
Likely. And that's where they're going to get their money.
If our listeners want to learn more about and learn about safety tips with the Buffalo Grove Police Department, where do they go?
They call me.
They call you. I'll give out your cell phone number. I have it.
We have a lot of great information on our website. Also, check out Village of Buffalo Grove Facebook page. We just posted something about catalytic converters on there last week.
All right. And Chief Jagman, if our listeners up in the North Shore want more information about safety tips from the
Steve, but I would regret that. So, likewise, you can certainly go to the Highland Park webpage, City of Highland Park, and City of Highland Park Facebook page. We do put quite a bit of information out.
And your wife, Mindy, for that shot about your purses.
She's getting a new one today.
I would definitely buy three for that. That ridiculously inappropriate statement on a Friday.
Wholly inappropriate.
For the love of God, how long have you been married?
Long enough.
Right.
To know better.
Don't you
long
know?
Long enough to know better.
You make stupid comments on Monday.
I got nervous. I choked.
This is for all you kids out there that just got married. If you're going to make a dumb comment to your wife, make it on a Monday, for God's sake.
And not on the radio.
Not on a Friday. Well, I do it on the radio all the time. Thank God my wife doesn't listen. 312-9817. Thank you, boys, for going. You want to throw?
How do you like Petey's cookies?
Petey's cookies are delicious. I had a half a cookie. I had a half of yours because I'm on the sort of diet. I'm being a good boy.
Okay, okay.
But out of respect, I don't know. I look at Petey, I look at Mindy, then I look at you two guys. I don't know how that happened because I just don't understand. So forget it. So I don't know what's going on. Thank you both for coming down and sharing your
our
tips.
Pleasure. Thanks,
to keep
David.
Our listeners safe during the holiday. You're listening to The Bob Sherratt Show on AM 720 WGN.